This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. Well, we've we say good morning to everybody, Woody. We got a lot of stuff, and we made news last night a lot of different ways, and we'll the good and the bad, and we'll get into all of it. Bo will join us a little bit later on in the show. Teron Armstead's going to join us this morning. We'll get into the draft. 2 weeks out from the first round of the NFL draft, just 2 weeks away. And so heat last night. And what could be, by the way, a warm-up for what this thing's going to look like for the play-in, unless something crazy happens over the next couple of games. The Heat will go back to Chicago for a 9-10 matchup and see if they can stay alive with a win there. But again, last night, you just heard Eric Spoelstra talking about it. They got Josh Giddey'd, 28-16-11, and they got outplayed, totally. They got outplayed. And it does make you wonder, they put a lot into that game last night. They got a couple of teams that aren't very good left, but sometimes they're not very good either. So I don't want to say too much with New Orleans and I want to say Washington for the last game of the year. Does that sound right?
Yeah, a little Sunday afternoon game here at home to wrap things up.
Boy. Yeah. Like, can we get it over game?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, it just feels like it's time. Like, this season has really, like, run its course.
Oof, man.
It's been a rough one.
By the way, what a crazy year this has been in with our teams, with the highs and the lows, man. And by the way, the Messi show just never gets old. A couple of goals last night for that Champions League to stay alive in the playoffs there. Inter Miami, a 3-1 comeback win, and he's just incredible, some of the things he's still doing. So, by the way, for people that were at the game last night, that's why you go, man, to see that show. Hey, you get your ticket and you leave and you go, honey, or little Johnny, we got to see one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, doing it and playing with passion, and still his skill set is probably doesn't run, is not as athletic as he was. Nobody is in their late 30s compared to their 20s, but he still got just unbelievable things he can do. Just unbelievable, and a feel for the game and his instincts and everything else that makes everybody great, by the way, in every sport. He's got it in his sport. All right, so there's one other thing going on here. Oh, by the way, the Marlins with a nice Max Meyer performance, 6 1/3, gives up a couple of hits. Marlins shut out the Mets yesterday, so they're coming back home 6-6. They're off today. Washington Nationals 3-game series coming up starting tomorrow night. And then there was another story that went from 0 to 250 miles an hour last night, and it can only happen to the team that's a couple weeks away from the first round of the NFL draft. Tyreek Hill, back in the news again. I guess it happened on Monday. Somehow was able to stay quiet and not blow up until Wednesday. But Tyreek Hill and Keita Hill little domestic dispute in their condo with apparently the mother-in-law there to watch all the play-by-play of everything going on, and got a little nervous and called the police. Things got a little aggressive, talk and argument and screaming and yelling and all the other stuff that happens in bad marriages. So no arrests were made, and the case has been closed. You're going to see that all over the place. But my question is this, man. Why is it always the same guy? Why? It can't be that hard to have a quiet off season. It just can't be. It can't be. And I understand anything he does as a superstar, that it's different. I do. I get it, Dolphins. I get it, Dolphin fans. I get it, Dolphins organization going in early this morning. I get it. I understand. Come on, man. You've had it happen. Yeah, I have. I've yelled and screamed and probably had a few women, you know, not overly excited with my behavior, especially coming in early in the morning. No, listen, but this situation, I just, come on, man. You got everything going for you. You're one of the highest paid receivers. You're still one of the best. And why does this stuff happen to you? Why? Why does stuff happen to you before a game? Why does stuff happen? I mean, there's things that happen that just, you know, and again, I know the team's going to say, hey, man, no arrests were made, Joe. Case has been closed. We're moving on. We got to get him ready for the season. He's been coming down here to camp every day. We're very excited to do his rehabilitation, and he's ready to go. Whew, man, this football thing's not just on the field, man. It's not. It's everything. It's you're representing the Miami Dolphins, whatever that's worth nowadays. It used to mean something, and I was here when we were the only team, and I know putting that uniform on meant something. And Coach Shula and what he had built up with the 70s undefeated team, it meant something. And this stuff, you know, besides the other stuff that we talk about daily, you know, lack of playoffs and lack of playoff wins and all the other things. But this stuff, it's just, it happens to one guy. I'm not saying domestic dispute doesn't happen all over the league and somebody calls and says, hey, I'm a little concerned. It's getting loud over there. A woman will call and say, he put his hand on me. I get it. And you shouldn't do it. But, again, no arrests were made. Case has been closed. But, I mean, there's still video. And somehow it's amazing. He got video outside the condo, which, what the hell? He got somebody watching the condo the whole time there? Like, good clear cut. Like, all right, they're coming out now. They'll be out on the balcony here in 2 seconds. Get the video ready.
Well, I think TMZ probably knew he was due. So they just set up cameras. Just, maybe, yeah, they maybe knew he right. was due.
What can
you do, man?
Nothing.
You swept everything he's done under the rug.
Right.
He came in here.
You ain't going to stop now.
He had stuff
after
that he did before he came here. He's done plenty while he's been here. I don't know what the Dolphins can do anymore.
No.
Man.
Wait, what do you think? Chris Greer's got a draft to get ready for. What do you think, Chris? Think Chris going to call him in today and say,
throw him
hey,
off the team?
Hey, can we have to have a serious talk? Yeah, okay, Chris. You got a lot more problems than me right now,
and
brother.
And he'll tell Chris to kiss his ass.
Probably.
And
real close to it,
yeah.
Like, hey, go ahead. Get rid of me. You got another hole on this team. You want me to show you all the holes on this team you're trying to fit through the draft right now? Come on.
You've made your bed with this guy, man. I mean, this is... You know, you've overlooked everything up to this point.
I got that. So my phone, everything broke open at the same time, and I can tell not only do I see it, but then my phone starts ringing with everybody, and, you know, and then some of the guys are like, so how are you going to handle this? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say what happened. There's no arrests were made, and case has been closed. I'm guessing the Miami Dolphins are going, are you done now? Are you good? And, all right, well, there's a good chance they get back, right? We've seen this show before where, I don't know, she had a mark on her, and she said, I think it was from the baby. He grabbed the baby or something. So they said, and the mother-in-law said, no, there was nothing physical. And she said, there's nothing physical. And then she's filing for divorce and wants, by the way, she wants the four things that every woman wants when it's time to go: alimony, child support, car, and house. That's And there's still a chance, hey, Tyreek's got a big personality, you know, can work it out, and maybe they go to more counseling and get it worked out. But
I just think your point is that, like, he has had a rough offseason to begin with, starting with what he did after the last game. Then he goes on his video game thing. Now it's this. It's like the guy just can't lay low. Like, he just can't chill out.
I just almost feel like he's taunting the team.
Yeah.
To about as much as you can do. Like, what are you going to do now?
And because he's got the man. He holds all the cards here.
He does.
That's the problem, right? Like,
by the way, you look at all the stories before this that are out already and all these teams. It's incredible. I don't know if they're true, but like every city's like, we need to trade for Tyreek Hill. We need a explosive wide receiver on the outside. And what happened last year was more about the Dolphins and not Tyreek Hill. And even the Eagles. Somebody got the Eagles. And I'm like, why the hell would the Eagles want Tyreek Hill? So Tyreek Hill is faster than both their wide receivers. He is. He runs a lot faster. But those guys they're basically paying their two starting wide receivers same amount of money we're paying our two wide receivers within a few million bucks as the highest paid combination pair or two of the three in the league. And I'm like looking, and Dallas is looking into Tyreek Hill coming back home to play, and and I'm like, man.
Well, let me ask you, somebody made you a big offer. Would you jump at this point?
Let me ask you.
This stuff is not going to stop is basically what I would, right? Like,
I don't think he's going anywhere.
I know, but this kind of stuff is, he's done it his entire career. I don't think he's had a quiet offseason here. No. When was the offseason where he hit the old guy, the boat guy?
That was, that's when he first got here? That was the first offseason?
But he's had something every single offseason, man.
No, you can't make you.
And he's had these things his entire career. I got people, you know, my buddies. Oh, he's a bad guy. Like, what do you mean he's a bad? Like, this has been his thing.
So
he's always been like this. It's just that when he's going for 2,000 yards, you tend to forget about it.
I got to tell you, he is whatever it was. But if he would have laid a hand on her last night, and she was emotional enough, and the mother-in-law was emotional. And they said that he put a hand on her, and things would be a lot different today because he wouldn't be sitting at home or taking off and living somewhere else or however, whatever. Maybe they're back together, whatever. But it'd been a different situation.
This goes back to the whole cultural issue that team seems to have, right? It's a bad, bad situation over there, man.
Well, so
I don't know what their vision is for this team coming up here. I don't know. But.
So everybody's asking me last night, and you probably people listened to us here early this morning. So what are the Dolphins going to do? And I said, what do you mean? I said, let me see. No arrests were made. Case has been closed. Maybe they ask him to go to get therapy for anger management. I'm being serious. Maybe they ask him to
do
that.
Anything. I think let this will go away.
Outside of that, man, you know the parents that the kids have a drug problem, they kind of like, oh, not my kid. It's not my kid. And I think they just like, hey, Tyreek, what's going on, man? A little workout today. I don't know. What do you do? Like Chris and Mike go, can we talk to you again? Can we have a little talk like, hey, Tyreek, you okay? Everything okay? And, you know, listen, these guys are young. Our guys went through a lot of this kind of stuff when we were all playing a long, long time ago. It's not new. You know, the wife and the kid, and if there's another kid, and if there's somebody else you're kind of seeing, and the cheating, and things can get emotional, and all that stuff. But, man.
So texts are flying in. I'm going to ask you this again. If somebody gave you a solid offer, would you just be done with this guy? Just get him out of here.
So
because, Joe, let's be realistic. Do you think this guy can make it through a season without something? Wasn't the last season, wasn't that the Instagram model thing where he broke the girl's arm and then banged the rent afterwards?
I don't know. Was that one or the year before? I don't know how
long. Well, I know last year was
out.
The incident with the police.
Sometimes these legal things, they happen, and so we have to wait months before it actually comes out.
But you had the thing with the police last year, right, with the – you know, they take him out of the car, the wrist.
By the way,
that's
stuff. Never happened before an opener of the season. Okay.
But it's like, again, whether he was right or wrong in that situation, these things always seem to find him.
Yes. Only him. By the way, you would think his life and what he makes and I guess money doesn't always mean, you know, you're functional or you know, or
there's something
else.
And people are saying this on the table. Like, there is something not right.
Correct.
There.
100%.
It's just obviously he always finds his himself wife, in these problems.
His wife had some comments to the police that I totally agree with. And his anger issues, how he handles things when he doesn't get his way, and she went into two or three things, and I guess, you know, the therapy's not working. And so last night I was at that point. I was like, we just got to get rid of this guy. Like, if we got teams that really want him.
So you are taking the offer,
but
100%.
No, I got up this morning.
You changed your mind?
Listen, it's a bad look for the team.
I know.
It's bad for but if we still care about image of the team, I mean, it's not a great look.
I'll be honest. I don't care anymore about the image of the team. I'd like to win once.
Well, then you need him on the team.
It would be nice to win once. The difference is, though, the thing is, I don't think you win with him.
What do you
mean? I don't think it matters.
What do you think? It's going to stop him from having seven catches for 140 yards and two touchdowns?
We hadn't had that in a long time.
It's been a year.
First of all, you're right. I don't know if he's lost a step. I've heard that from people.
I've said that.
Yep, I know you said it. Omar said it. I don't know.
They're trying to tell me it was injury driven. Okay. And he can still run. Listen, if he loses a little bit, he's still faster than 90% of the wide receivers out there. In fairness to him,
but I just don't see this as some sort of Super Bowl contending, playoff run type of team, even with him.
Well,
right.
Let's go back to the other original topic with this whole thing. As you're joining us this morning, since we're going to dissect this Tyreek Hill thing.
What a mess, by the way, man.
If we all agree with this, if you trade him, there's a 99.9% chance you ain't getting anything close to him, because he is still the best player you have on your offense. He just is.
What do you think?
And by the way,
you
can go offensive line, you can go receiver, you can go running back, and I know we got Achan. He is your best player.
Could you get a second for him?
I don't know. This didn't help yesterday, did it?
I mean, not really.
Did this help yesterday? I don't know.
By the way,
this doesn't help value when these things pop up. Like, well, we were thinking of a two, but now we're thinking a four.
Now, the worst case scenario would be that it leaks out of there that they do want to trade him. Then you'd have a real disaster on your hands, because then teams start lowballing you.
They have said over and over. By the way, this just gives Chris Greer more stuff to talk about next week.
Do you realize this team can't make it through an offseason?
No, this guy can't make it through an
offseason. It's the team, though. It's every offseason there's something.
Woody, this guy can make it through an offseason. It's incredible.
All right.
All right. Line them up. Let's play.
You buying the mental thing? A lot of people are texting it. There's something not right there.
But that's been
since the beginning. Yes.
Look, man, not everybody's equipped to deal with certain things, and he's got some things. Yeah, he covers it up. He needs. You know, I agree. That everybody says he needs attention. Not this kind, but he likes to be out there. He's setting up that race deal with the fastest man in the world. He wants to do that before in July, and
yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Because he just can't lay low.
Right now, and I'm thinking, man, you got more things to worry about than running a 40 or a 60 or a 100 meter against the fastest man in this country and in the world. You might want to focus on some other things right now. Hey, I'll tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Boy, I'll tell you what, I went from Tyreek Hill to talking to all my older brothers out there that are going through ED and low T. Man, it sucks. I went through it. It's brutal. I don't wish it on anybody. I'll tell you what, when you got low T, you know it, and I was really starting to notice my energy level. I was getting up, and I thought a lot of sleep, only to have trouble keeping my eyes awake driving from Dade to Broward every day. That was the first thing. It was a problem. Like, I can't believe it. I was dozing off on the – I'm dangerous out there on the road right now. And then ED followed it. Sex drive was gone. I've known for a while. Something ain't right. Something's not like it used to be. And when you got low T and ED, man, it can really mess with you. It really can, mentally, emotionally. It's just like, wow. And then you got guys, well, it's normal as you get older and all that stuff. Hey, listen, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. It worked for me. I didn't want to go. It's the best appointment I ever set up. Best first appointment ever. Got my testing done, the T, the PSA test, and all the rest of that stuff. Went to that great staff. They sat down, explained everything to me. I was lucky they got six locations. I got one real close to me in Plantation. I want you to call them if you're going through this right now. Nobody needs to know. Just call them and say, Joe Rose went through it. I'm going through it. Can I set up an appointment? 877-455-7300. Don't be embarrassed. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Man, you know, I was sitting here last night, and Bo's coming in today, my good friend Kimbo Camper, and like talk a little bit about the draft and other things going on here in town and going through with Heat and the play-in game last night. They tried to treat it like a playoff game, and Heat lose to the Bulls, and enter Miami, the messy show, and the Marlins get a real nice pitching performance from a former first-round pick for him, Max Meyer, and all these things. And then this thing pops, I guess it happened on Monday, but breaks yesterday about Tyreek Hill. And again, because I want to say this to be fair, no arrests were made and the case has been closed. Dolphins made that clear in their press conference, in their press media that they sent out. And but this stuff's really getting old, man. Like, seriously, you can't be that dysfunctional. Like, I get it, and there's some stuff going on there, there's no question, all the stuff you guys are saying. And I just
let's play the numbers here, assuming this is gonna happen again. Something will happen. I don't know if it's this, but something will happen with this guy again.
It really.
But so are you keeping him or are you dumping him? That's basically where we're at right now. And if you were going to dump him, this is the time to do it.
before
the
draft.
You can't do it. You can't do it after the draft, right? So if you're going to do it, now is the time. Get your second pick, your second round pick, right? Is that probably the ceiling?
I don't know. Think you can get a second round pick for him.
Oh, God.
I think he is not because man, of what he does on the field.
Yeah, but.
But because of what you be paying him and the babysitting off the field. Most of this stuff is stuff that whether he's got time on social media or he's down by the fish, you know, down by the boats down fishing or getting ready to go out on the water or.
I mean, at what point, though, does it become
I don't know, man.
Round? I mean, you can't take a third.
I'm not great. And this thing that, again, you know, from yesterday, and I don't know, they're saying Keita Hill went right down after this thing and, you know, filed for divorce. But, again, that can change. Hell,
whatever it is, it's not good, right?
No, it's not good.
It's not good. When the police are involved, not good.
No, it's not good. And the police, I'm sure, are thinking, man, we got to be careful how we handle this one.
And if this was the first time, you'd be like, oh, my God, wow, like this is an outlier, like, but this is not the first time.
And I know Drew Rosenhaus does a great job, and Drew's a good friend of mine. I'm very open about that Drew's a good friend of mine. But, like, and I know he's going to protect him. I expect he's going to come out with something today. And
as well he should. It's his client.
That's his guy. Exactly. But, my God, man,
look, you don't need to feel bad for Tyreek Hill. He's going to be playing somewhere next year.
So, Tyreek.
But that whole, like, remember yesterday we were talking about Omar?
Oh,
put it on 100% that he'll be with the Dolphins to start the season. I think that number took a little bit of a hit.
It did.
I mean.
It did. So, I don't know what the percentages are. So, the team, I was thinking about the team situation and Ann sends out, like I said, the press release last night. And so, you know, hey, no arrests were made. Case has been closed. The NFL will now, you know, the NFL and the Miami Dolphins, I don't know what they're going to do. They're watching the situation or what. But they have to have conversations. And by the way, the conversations, they're not just between Chris and Mike. Oh, no. They go above up to the owner. This is one that the owner, this is like a big trade. The owner needs to know about it. And going, okay, you know the whole deal with Tyreek Hill. We're a lot better football team when he's playing. We all can agree. No matter how mad you are, even with what happened yesterday and all the stuff that happens at the end of the season, in the off season, what's happened in his past, you're a better football team when he lines up at one of the receiver positions, one of the two, next to Jaylen Waddle. But how much can you take? How much? I mean, I'm sure everybody's talked to him. I hate Tyreek, man. Because, man, you just have more stuff happen to you than any other player in the offseason that's that good. I'm not saying there aren't some guys that have had their own demons, but
he's
getting Antonio Brown.
He's entering Antonio Brown territory.
He's
messing with
Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown's out there. Now, there's a man. He and Kanye need to get together and
I'm sure they're close.
Get some help. But. By the way,
you're right. I'm delusional, I think, with the second round pick thing.
Oh, yeah.
Debo was a fifth. Debo's not, obviously not the same situation right
so,
now.
So, but then everybody else, we were just talking this morning because everybody's talking about this. So I guess the other part is, like, how many teams, and because the teams have to go to their owners too, and their owners' wives get involved.
I think plenty of teams would sign off.
And by the way, don't think that these owners, and they have, a lot of them have wives because we've had these issues before and Mrs. has said, no, that ain't going
to
happen.
I don't think you have to worry about that. Plenty of teams will sign off because everyone wants to win, man.
Everybody does want to win.
You forget about
this
stuff. And you can't all of a sudden act now like, you know, like all this stuff's really going to bother everyone.
Well,
he's been doing this of his entire career.
But you make a great point, and that was going to be my final point, and thank you.
All of a sudden we're like outraged?
No. But you made the final point that's important. No matter what anybody says, you got a coach and a GM on a hot, hot, hot seat.
Oh, yeah.
So you think they want to try to replace Tyreek Hill with something that's not as good? Because that, no matter what you get, it's not as good.
No, because all of a sudden you go from your number one need would essentially be a wide receiver, right?
Well, those other needs don't go away.
I mean,
and
you'd
have
important. To. I think if you traded Tyreek Hill, let's
I
say
I don't
you
think
got
Tyreek Hill's going anywhere.
Let's say you got a third, right? You would have to draft in the first round a number one wide receiver.
I don't think they
would. Who are you going to throw the ball to?
I don't think they would.
You going to rely on Jalen Waddle to stay healthy and be your number one guy?
You'd get pick up somebody else and
pick up somebody else.
Mari Cooper come in there with you. No, I know. I get
come
it.
Come on, man.
I said, I'm telling you. But
this thing is getting closer. Every day I feel like it's getting closer and closer to just tanking at this
these
point.
These guys are don't go to the drastic on me today. Will you can we stay focused on
this? I'm trying to figure out what they're
going to
do here.
So, I believe that Tyreek Hill's still going to make it. I think they're
going to make it.
He can be here. They're going to go, okay, you've really pushed it on us, but we're still going to keep you. Okay. We didn't think we were going to have to deal with this. I mean, all the guys are up in the draft room that now Chris got to come down. And what's Chris Greer going to say?
Texas, right, by the way.
What are they going to say to Tyreek Hill?
This time, a situation, if there wasn't any charge, just seems to be a bad divorce at this moment. If they didn't do it when he quit or was late for meetings, why are they going to do it now? Yeah, I agree.
They're not.
I agree. You're all
they're going,
in.
Man. So now you're coming around a little bit.
No, I don't think they'll do anything.
They're not.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but.
Well, you got gloom and doom. We're going to get rid of them, and then we got
I'm very torn on this, man. I'm very torn because I just know that the chances of him making it through a season are unlikely.
He can make it through the season. He made it through last season and the season before. No, he didn't. He did make it through.
Last year?
Yeah.
He got handcuffed outside the stadium.
He made it through that game. He had a great game. He had his best game after getting handcuffed in the first game.
Yeah.
How about that? That was one of the greatest games in history for a wide receiver. Get slammed down, get handcuffed, and go out and go for over 100 yards and have an 80-yard touchdown. You can't make that up.
Someone just said, great, another $5,000 wasted on season tickets yet again. When am I going to learn? That, by the way, is who I feel the worst for. It's the people that invest their money.
I got to be honest,
Sundays
man,
in this thing.
I am with all fans, and I always say, hang in there, fans. And I feel dirty sometimes doing it when I say it, but I do want to know, 305-567-0560 on the text machine. I would love to know. If you're the GM / owner / head coach and you're having a little Tyreek Hill conversation, because there will be one, they can't act like, oh, nothing happened. What's the big deal? This happens every day. And have to have a little Tyreek Hill conversation.
Oh, good luck having that conversation.
And what would you do? He's already had one. I mean, had one at the end of the year. Go, all right, got to meet with Mike. Then you got to meet with Chris. And this is not acceptable. Okay.
Then he took it a step further, and he ripped everyone, and then he apologized.
Yeah, then
right?
He did. Yeah. Give me some dogs!
People are right, by the way. They did just extend this dude.
Yeah, he's got 2 years left of guaranteed money. It's not just this year.
And this one is obviously not enough to get out of the contract.
Do you want him or not? We can go through the money. We can go through. You can bring up money. Do you want him or not? Do you want him or not?
It's a tough call, man.
It's almost 6:40 in the morning. Do you want him or not?
It's a very tough call. I will tell you that he's the only player on the team that seems to be worth the price of admission.
He does do things.
I don't know who else on the team is worth. The guy who just paid $5,000 for his season tickets. Who are you going out there to watch outside of him?
A year ago, he was voted by the other players in the league the best player in the game.
And he was.
And we were all looking and going, oh, Mahomes and Josh Allen. They go, no. The player's going, that little dude does things. He did things to everybody in the league. We'd have two guys on him, and he was catching it and running like it was a Sandlot football game against a bunch of young kids. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Well, not
no,
really.
No, we don't. I'd like to read a bunch of these when we get back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sorry.
We have a lot. No, we don't.
Stuff going
I just
on.
Lied to you.
That story in Dallas last night was incredible.
I'll tell you what, I watched it again this morning.
Speaking
I got choked
of GMs
up,
under the
I'm getting more emotional. By the way, I got to ask all men, as you get older, you find yourself getting more emotional about stuff that you never used to get emotional about.
That was very
like
sad.
Like a guy getting introduced with this unbelievable video, and then they introduced him, and the guy's like crying. He's got his head down as he's getting, comes out to his teammates, and then he goes for 45. And then he fouls a guy and he says goodbye to the crowd. I mean, my God.
His
you can't
teammates
make
were
that
great
up.
Last night with him, too. But I can't ever remember a guy like that, that good, that actually wanted to be there so badly.
He did.
I mean,
he truly
really
did not
want to
leave
there.
Hey, I'll tell you who's not leaving. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, they're not going anywhere. not with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida and a whole bunch of great products, especially in that SUV family I'm going to tell you about and the truck family and those legendary Silverado trucks. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. Hey, forget the fact I'm not talking about how much I love my 2025 Tahoe and all the extra space and all the technology that I'm still trying to figure out that is so friggin' cool, and the Silverados and Suburbans. I'm going to tell you about the midsize, the all-new Equinox. Oh my gosh, got everything. Convenient driver tech, dynamic eye-catching exterior, and just a fantastic look. And then, tell you what, it's becoming one of Chevy's big sellers right now, that 2025 midsize Traverse. First of all, what a look. Second of all, wow, how about the space and comfort in that bad boy? Plenty of room for everyone's cargo. The turbocharged 2.5 liter engine gets you better performance. And then right over to Silverado trucks with four strong options. Hey, I'm talking to men out there and women that need a strong truck. Whether it's for pleasure on the weekends or it's a working truck 7 days a week, you need something that's durable that you can count on. Well, we got four strong options when it comes to engines. Each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest-working bed in the business. Help conquer your toughest jobs 5, 6, 7 days a week. See your South Florida Chevy dealer today for outstanding offers going on right now. All right, welcome back. And we have a, I hate to say record amount of text messages coming in this morning, but because during football season, we usually get a zillion texts starting early in the morning. But this is a lightning rod, this Tyreek Hill situation. And his wife, Keita Hill, and whatever happened. I don't know. She said she wasn't touched. So no arrests were made when the police went up there. The case has been closed. She says she's filing for divorce. Whoever cares about that, which has, I guess, nothing really to do with the team. People file for divorce every day. And she wants alimony and child support, a car and a house, which sounds familiar. That part sounds familiar right there. Everybody wants that, right? All right. So anyway, I think we've done a pretty good job here. And last night I was so frustrated, and like you, and then, you know, you kind of kick in and you go through knowing all the characters from the owner to the head coach to the GM to Drew Rosenhaus, and I was thinking this is going to be really interesting with these conversations take place. Let's be honest. We need him. He is still the best player on the football team, in my opinion. Nothing against Zach Sealer, who just had a great year defensive tackle, but Tyreek Hill.
Not sure anyone would debate you on that, to be honest.
But how much of this stuff are we going to take? This has been going on since the end of the season. Well, it started beginning of the season, to be honest, and it started before the first game, and here we are again. It's incredible that he can't stay out of the news. At least with bad news. It's incredible. And they need him. We know they need him. The coach knows they need him. The general manager and the owner and Tom Garfinkel, they all know we need Tyreek Hill. We need him. He's got special gifts that can help you win games. And I know it didn't happen a lot last year. And he had a lot of quiet games with the new short passing game that we were ended up having, with no running game and struggling to score points and everything else. So here's where we are, man, 2 weeks before the draft. Less than 2 weeks, well, 2 weeks today, actually, for the draft. And I'll just say this, because my first thought was they got to let him go. Like, if more stuff comes out, then you're going, well, case is closed. No arrests were made. Hey, all right, Tyreek, can you not let that can you please this time, like, can this be the last time we're good and all we're talking about is good things with you, either doing nice charity work or a family shot of you and the family at the zoo or just being a really great football player? Can we get that for a little while instead of all the other stuff? And so that's where we are, man. And if you do get rid of them and trade them, you're not going to cut them. But if you trade them, you'll have people who still want them. I don't think you get a lot for them. You're not going to get fair value because somebody else is going to go, well, we'd give you more, but that's a risk.
Especially when they find out you're trying to trade them, then you're really screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Mike has come out more than once and told everybody, Tyreek's good. We've had conversations. He's ready to go. He's over here all the time getting therapy. He's fired up. He wants to get this thing rolling. And
Texter asks, where does the team draw the line? Would an arrest do it? Video of him hitting her? What will actually
That would have been. Yeah, that would have been. By the way, I mean, let's be honest.
Because then, Kitch, you get out of the contract, right?
He grabs her.
Yeah, I would think you could get out of the contract.
Forget hits her. But he grabs her, and he's a strong guy, and there's a mark there. And she says that mark is from him grabbing me and throwing me or something. Then he's done.
The problem is
then
this
I can tell you, but
it's embarrassing to the team regardless, though, man. This is not the kind of stuff they need.
Keita Hill, either smart or telling the truth, said he didn't touch me. He didn't. By the way, how many times have we had a woman say, we've heard women go, he threw me around, he hit me, or you know, he was out all night and he pushed me back on the bed when it got home, and people go, why wouldn't you just leave him so you could get the money? Because you get him fired, that money's going to stop coming in if he can't play anymore. So you hear that stuff, right? You hear that kind of stuff.
Texas says, this is what happens when the players have the organization by the basketballs, the Jimmy Butler effect. They do, man. Tyreek owns them. He owns all the cards here.
You're right.
Because they can't cut him.
Nope.
Now trading him, unless somebody makes you an offer, unless someone sees that you're weak and they make an offer.
Think what really happens here? I mean, most likely, although that 100% not getting traded, I agree. That
number
is,
has come down.
That number has come down.
Omar put it 100% that he would start the season with the Dolphins.
That number in Vegas has changed due to the last few days. But I just feel like if you're just asking and getting a feel for the situation that's going on right now, that the owner, the GM, and the head coach are all going, we're going to talk to him one last time, and he's going to say, man, that's it, man, not nothing.
This will go away.
Well, he's going to go, I didn't do anything wrong. I just wanted to be – I got a right to see my baby. I wanted to be with my baby. And, you know, you're reading all this stuff.
You know this will go away eventually, right? Give it a few weeks.
And they'll
go,
hey, what are you guys making a big deal about? There's a disagreement. The mother-in-law made a call she probably didn't have to make, but she did, and that mother-in-law made that call because her ass was worried. She was scared for her daughter.
Ugh.
Or the granddaughter.
What a situation.
So anyway, but I'm guessing you're right, that Tyreek's like, hey, we're good. We've talked. They got to do that, though. Well, they have to when they talk to media. We have talked to Tyreek Hill. We've discussed it with he and Drew together. And we've explained that this stuff is just not acceptable, what's going on.
Texas said, quote from story, visible injury to Keita chest that she inadvertently happened. We grabbed the baby.
Yeah, I know nobody's believing that.
The story is it's a mess, man. And this is not the first time.
What if she didn't say that? Just think what that story would be today.
Oh, my God.
What if she said he did?
Yeah, he hit me, yeah.
Can you imagine what that story be?
Oh, he'd be in jail.
He'd be the lead story. He'd be the lead story coast to coast. He'd be up there with all the Trump stories. He'd be right up there.
Yeah. The tariffs on or off, do you know?
They're off. Huh. 90 days.
90 days.
9 days, get those stocks back up.
I think I'm going to buy a TV or something in the meantime here.
You do whatever you want.
Aren't those the kind of things that are going up in price?
I don't know.
Do you see Nintendo stop pre-orders on the new system?
You know what? I'm trying to stay away. And, man, I've been trying not to call my guy at Merrill Lynch. And, like, I've been with him forever, and I don't want to be that guy.
Yesterday was good.
Yesterday was good.
Today, not so good. I'm seeing early.
All right. Well, listen, I'll tell you
who's
good.
A little bit of a roller coaster like the Dolphins.
I'll tell you who's good before we get to the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll jump on more of your texts, 305-567-0560. Baptist Health South Florida, they're good every day. And by the way, when it comes to sports-related injuries, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I understand why you do it, because you want to see the same doctors that work on million-dollar athletes, professional athletes every day. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health, South Florida. You talk about top specialists, great facilities, team doctors that work with all these teams every day. And by the way, when you start looking at the locations, they're great down in Coral Gables, Doctors Hospital, at the stadium right next to the training facility for the Miami Dolphins. They got a nice facility there now. And 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, where I spend a lot of my time over there, man. They got it all rolling. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most, and great specialists for every part of the body.